The anonymous British graffiti artist Banksy made headlines over the weekend by rigging his own artwork to self-destruct. His painting of a little girl letting go of a heart-shaped balloon began to shred itself just after it was sold for nearly $1.4 million at Sotheby's in London. This latest stunt has the art world buzzing and many more people wondering once again, who is Banksy? Sophia Petkar has been exploring that question for The Sun in London. Hi, Sophia.
Hey.
And first, your thoughts when you saw that painting slide down the picture frame in shreds at the auction.
Oh my goodness, it was an absolutely heart-stopping moment. The first question was, why is this happening? And the second was, how is it happening? Because obviously at the time, no one knew that there was a shredder built into the frame. So you can imagine the shock and horror, not just in that auction room, but for everyone's eyes on that painting at that time.
And for some people listening, that was their first introduction to Banksy. So tell us what we know about him, because he's a man, we think, who is famous for being mysterious.
He is absolutely famous for being mysterious. He is known as the Scarlet Pimpernel of the arts world. He's an anonymous English artist. He's a street and graffiti artist, but he kind of gets known as a political artist as well. Hmm. He kind of showed up on the scene about the early 90s. And his work originally highlighted a lot of corruption and inequality in society, but he did it in a very humorous way. Nowadays, his humor's slightly less and he takes a more serious tone in his work. As you say, he's never been unmasked, but there are hundreds of theories as to who he could be. And we still don't know. There's a big theory that he was in the room when the painting was shredded.
Wow. So let's talk about some of the theories then. What, you know, because there are people who think they've seen him at work doing one of his installations on a wall somewhere in London.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't know who he is. So what are some of the theories about who this mysterious artist might be?
They have ranged from him being a painter and decorator to another graffiti artist named King Robbo. People say he's Damien Hirst. People even say that, you know, Banksy may well be a woman. And there's another theory that he's not just one person. He is a collection of artists. Hmm. It's just because he's such an icon of mystery, the theories range from what could potentially be the truth to something very outrageous. I think there was a band that they said he was the front man of the band, because every time that band performed in a certain location, a Banksy would pop up. And the guy had to come out and say, it's definitely not me. I don't have a creative bone in my body.
What do you think he was trying to say by shredding that painting?
In my opinion, I think he's trying to say that his work is not for sale. It's not the first time his work has gone up for sale. And it's something that has been done without his consent. This time I had a this is just my personal opinion and the opinion that certain people I work with share, that the painting, the shredding of the painting was a way of him saying, my work is not for one person, it's for everybody. And because this painting, you know, it shredded after the hammer went, it was a way of him saying this work doesn't belong to anybody. He never does his graffiti art in a place that can belong to one person. He does it in public spaces. He does them in places where it would be very difficult to remove them or for anybody to claim that artwork. Mm. So I think that's what he did. He wants his message and he wants his work to be for everybody rather than one person to take ownership of it. Other theories I've heard are he wants his work to have a greater value. Other times I've heard that he wants his work to be priceless. So it could be a number of things. But my personal opinion is that he just doesn't want anyone to own his message.
Now, one of the questions people are asking is, how do you hide a shredder inside a picture frame without anybody noticing? Do you think Sotheby's, the auction house, was in on this?
Nobody knew, because he has posted a video to his Instagram to show how he went about building the frame himself and installing a shredder inside. I think he was the only person in on that. There could very well have been someone from Sotheby's in on it, but maybe a friend or maybe another graffiti artist who maybe was working there, but I don't think anybody knew. Mm. It was too big for anybody to have anticipated.
You hinted at this before by saying that it's possible he wanted to raise the price of his artwork. He essentially turned a painting into a piece of now famous performance art. I mean, do you think
Absolutely.
That this piece of art now becomes in much more valuable?
Well, it's now invaluable, isn't it? It's the only Banksy that's ever been fully destroyed by the artist. And also, if you know that it was his most iconic piece, the girl with the balloon, which is actually titled There Is Always Hope, is his most iconic piece. It's the one that appeared in London. He's hinted that he's an artist either from London, Bristol, or somewhere else in the southeast of the UK. So I think it was a very... very well thought out stunt yeah. to do it for that particular painting and at that particular time.
Wow. The mystery goes on. Sophia Petkar, feature writer for The Sun in London. Thanks for helping us kind of figure this out, I guess.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I hope one day I can come back to you with a very comprehensive answer as to the question is, who is Banksy?